Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
Crisis by Felix Francis, narrated by Martin Jarvis. Chapter 1, May 2018. According to my business card, I was one Harrison Foster, legal consultant, but I was known universally as Harry, and my speciality was crisis management. And today's crisis involved a murder, not that anyone knew it at the time. "Newmarket," I said, "but I know nothing about horse racing. I hate it, and don't even enter the office sweep on the Grand National." "No matter," ASW said. "You know about business, and you're needed." ASW was Anthony Simpson White, founder, chairman, chief executive, owner, and driving force behind the Simpson White Consultancy Limited. My boss, with a capital B, and he was standing in the doorway close to my desk. "Can't one of the others go?" I asked. "Rufus loves the horses. He spends most of his salary at the bookies." ASW shook his head. "Rufus is stuck in Italy with the wine people. You're my best available man." I looked around at the other desks in what was called the operatives room. Each of them was unoccupied. Even on a Monday morning, I was his only available man. "And anyway," he said, "the client has asked for you specifically." "Oh," I said, somewhat surprised. "Who is the client?"
"It will all be in the brief. I'll send it to you by email while you're on your way. Take a fast train from King's Cross to Cambridge."
"Not Newmarket?" I asked.
"Cambridge is better. You'll have to change there anyway to get a local service. I'll get Georgina to arrange a car and driver to meet you."
Georgina was his PA, 54 years old, divorced, with two grown-up sons. She was always smart, bright, and happy. She was also ASW's mistress. Not that either of them would ever admit to it. But we operatives knew. Of course we knew. As the boss was always telling us, "I expect my operatives to know everything about everyone." "Whose stable's in Newmarket?" I said.
"Oh, that'll be in the brief too. I'll get Georgina to book you a room. Now get going, Harry, there's a good chap."
In spite of his genial tone, it was an order, not a request. I immediately closed the laptop on my desk, stood up, put on my jacket, and collected my already packed suitcase from the cupboard in the corner where it sat permanently on standby, primed for an instant departure to anywhere in the world, hot or cold. How to pack was one of the first things taught to new operatives at Simpson White. The main rule was that the suitcase had to be small enough to fit into the overhead compartments on an airliner. Standing waiting at baggage reclaim was considered to be time that could be spent more productively with the client.